In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text this Holy Thursday is our Old Testament reading, Exodus, the 12th chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, look at the faces of the lambs on the evening of the Passover. Look at the faces of the lambs that would shed their blood so that their owners would be free. Look at the faces of the lambs that would be roasted over the fire and eaten. Look at their faces. What do you see? I will tell you what you see. You see the innocence of an animal looking back at you. They don't know what's going to happen. Their suffering of their body, the spilling of their blood, their life given in place of their household. Their blood used to save their owners from death. Their body eaten so that God's people could have nourishment, the nourishment they needed to make it through the difficult journey to the promised land. The lambs didn't know the magnificent role they'd played that night in God's great plan of salvation. But they played the role. And their role pointed to something else, something bigger than what happened in Egypt. It pointed to this most holy night, to the face of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Tonight, dear people of God, look at the face of the Lamb of God, who would shed his blood to set the world free from our slavery to sin. Look at the Lamb's face, who would be roasted over the fires of hell for you and for me, who would even give his body and his blood to be eaten. Look at his face, and what do you see? I will tell you what you see. You see the face of the one who knows exactly what is going to happen. You see the face of the one who lovingly and willingly gave his life for you. The one who said, "No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it up again. And this command I have received from my Father." You see the face of the one who said, "Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour?" No. It was for this reason that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. For now is the time of judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. But I, when I am high and lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. Look at Jesus' face tonight. It's all etched there. Written with clarity. I know what I am doing. I know what I am doing for those who betray me and deny me and abandon me. I know what I am doing for you, poor, miserable sinners. I am not counting your sins of pride and greed and love of money and lust and envy and anger and jealousy and hatred and vengeance against you. I am counting them against me. I am loving you to the end. I am suffering in my body. I am spilling my blood. I am giving my life unto death for you, so that you may be set free from sin, and so that you may be protected and saved from death. Look, Dear people of thy God, look and see, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is what true love looks like. It is patient and kind. It does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. It takes the feet of the enemy into his hands, and he washes them. This love, it takes the mockery of those who hate him, and it pleads for them. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. We should note that this love, it takes place when Jesus rose from the supper. So also, the commandment of love is for you who rise from the holy supper of the Lamb's body and blood this night. You who receive this self-sacrificial love into your very mouths are to go and to offer yourselves in love for the sake of your neighbor and for those who persecute you, even for your enemies. For a servant is not above his master. So you, dear servant, you are knowingly and willingly to sacrifice all that the Lord has given you, even your life, for your neighbor, for your family, for your co-workers, for your classmates, even for your enemies, even for those who persecute you. By this, all will know that you are Jesus' disciples, if you have love, self-sacrificial love for one another. But how? How can we, who are by nature envious and arrogant and boastful and rude and irritable and selfish and self-seeking, how can we, who are by nature sinful and unclean, have that sort of love? Unless it is first given to us. Unless we first receive it from the Lord. So come to the Lamb's feast. Come to his holy supper. Come and look at the Lamb's face. Fall down before him, crying out, Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Grant us your peace. Come and receive his self-sacrificial love for you, his very body and blood given and shed for you, and then depart in his peace to love and to serve one another as God has loved you and served you unto death in the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.